broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that I refuse to use. Wow. Starts now. Man, I haven't been feeling too good, ladies and gentlemen. This is indeed the broadcast for February the 1st in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour 2 at 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country. It's incredibly clear our plans, folks. We don't believe in revolution, but restoration. The greatest country on the earth is the order of the day. Kurt Crosby with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. Kurt Crosby wants to talk about donuts, people. Just a little different kind of donut.
It was an interesting story. It looks like with the whole Bundy thing, there's even a donut story that there's a place in Portland. I think it's pretty well known. It seemed like we heard about it or something like that before. It's called Voodoo Donuts. I guess now they have named a donut or created a donut after Ammon Bundy. They say this donut basically, it's got a picture of Bundy behind bars and it reads, "Welcome to Portland." They even put out a statement from the Voodoo representative. They say this donut has gained a life of its own, virally spinning across the internet. They say, "We at Voodoo use our custom donuts to make social commentary on pop culture and current events. Ammon was transferred to Portland after he was arrested, hence the Welcome to Portland donut, part of having our First Amendment rights." I guess that's what Ammon Bundy was fighting for, I guess, is accepting other people's First Amendment rights as well. We kept it to a simple message of welcome to Portland, and like America seems to be doing in general, they say people are congregating on far opposite sides of what that means. You know, some folks like it, some folks don't.
Yeah, but no one's disagreeing that the donuts taste good, Kirk.
Well, good point. Yeah, everybody can agree on that.
All right. I'm against voodoo, personally.
I aim into that.
I'm off voodoo, personally. You know, I'd rather go for different donuts, just saying. All right, White Rose from Colorado wants to chime in. Hello, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Excellent.
Good. I just wanted to comment on what Lowell said in the previous hour about the White Rose. I said, that's the reason why I took the nom de plume, the internet handle, the White Rose, out of remembrance and respect for the original White Rose. And I also took the name the White Rose because God spoke to me and God told me that this is the name he wants me to take. And he showed me in many ways why I should take the name, even though I was hemming and hawing over whether I should keep the name or not because I thought it might be too much. And one day he showed me that, yes, he wants me to have this name, the White Rose. And he wants me to try to defeat this evil enterprise that they got going on, and it is an enterprise. And the only way we can defeat this evil enterprise is with logic and cool, and we have to keep our minds about us and be careful not to go off half-cock. And we have to do this all in a court of law, orderly, and according to their rules, regulations, statutes, codes, ordinances, and public policy. Forget about law. Law is out the window. Law is gone. Law was gone with March 27, 1861, when we lost the Republic way back then. And we don't need to go back to in time to that time, but we need to go back to way of thinking. Back to that way of thinking is what we need to do. And we need to think free, not think like we're in a cage, which we are right now. We're in a cage. The country's a big cage. They don't need FEMA camps. The whole country's a FEMA camp.
All right. You also had commentary on the Bundy video?
Yes, the Bundy video.
Or the FBI video, I should say.
About that is, usually the first things that the cops tell you after they say hands up is don't move. And this guy did everything but stand still. Now, he seemed to do everything after he started coming down that road to make sure that he got himself killed. I mean, his point is the nose in your face, that he did not stand still with his hands up. He was moving with his hands up. That means that you're a target. If they say stand still and you don't stand still, you're going down. I don't care what he was reaching for. That has nothing to do with it. He was moving around, jumping around, moving around, spinning around. That'll get you shot. You can't do that. That's dangerous. I just want to mention my website. If you want to see how we're going to fight, how I want to fight this New World Order beast in court, check my website out, thewhiterose.simplesite.com, please, and go to the back page. Click on the menu and go to the back page and read the story about what happened in court and what I intend to do in court is to just follow along with what happened at my arraignment.
All right, give the website one more time.
thewhiterose.simplesite.com.
All right, hey, thanks for the call, sir.
Okay, thanks for taking my call.
All right, Kurt. So Kurt's eating almond donuts right now. And the problem is I'm just, like, not into voodoo
research.
Donuts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mike Huckabee's in the news. Did you hear this, Kurt?
No, I didn't. What's going on?
Mike Huckabee says, I'm prepared to stop all abortions. We have a constitutional obligation to protect all people. And I agree with Mike, Kurt.
I guess he's talking about executive order, probably. That's what
kind of. He just says you can get the attorney general and everything else just to simply say we're going to defend people. All you got to do is have them defined as a person, and then, you know, you can defend everybody, all people. Kind of interesting.
Imagine that.
All right, when it comes to the Ammon Bundy case, some people have been emailing me, and they're like, Sam, let's ratchet it up in Oregon. Let's just have a civil war. I think they're off their rockers, but
not
I write
a
back.
Good idea.
Oh, amen. I write back and I say this. Hello, sir, to this one guy. Because I said, no way. And then he wrote back and he said, you think I'm wrong? So I write this. Hello, sir. Yes, sir. I think no good can come from what's happening in Burns. The FBI has more than 500 hardened thugs in the area. They're now punishing ranchers and abusing the locals. The more people that come to the area just means the more likely we'll have provocateurs take advantage and give the out-of-control government more of an excuse to crack down. I pray no one starts shooting. We need to fight back in a different way. We need to pick a different issue. Maybe we should work on freeing the Hammonds. We should work on a legal defense fund for those who were put in jail. I support the cause for justice, but I believe they are going about it all wrong. And then I say, I invite you to follow the Prince of Peace, my friend. I also submit that we can't have more liberty than we have morality and education. Flat out not possible. War will not help our cause. There you have it. You want to respond
there
to that?
There you are, man, Mr. Terrorist, huh?
Heck yeah. Well, what I really am is just a patriot wannabe. I'm really a wimp. When it comes down to real action, I won't do it.
Yeah, good point.
That's how they want you to believe, you know. By the way, do you want to chime into the call? 866-986-6397 or 866-986-NEWS. We'd love to hear from you. What do you think of the video? There's a lot of speculation about it, Kurt. My only response is, you know what, we don't know whether he's reaching for his gun. I see the guys that say, you know what, he was moving and doing everything wrong. And the cops just took action. They're right about that. Nevertheless, I don't think a person should be dead over it.
Yep, there's lots of other ways, you know, we've seen, tasers, rubber bullets. I mean, there's one other thing I'd throw in if, you know, those of you that might, you know, wonder why he was moving around. If for example, he's trying to move the attention away from the vehicle where they got the, other people in there, and he's trying to protect them. And he gets in the snow with that deep. It's a little tough to stand up and hold still. Sometimes you're just trying to be able to stand up in that much snow. But that's just from a guy who's stood in that much snow before.
Well, and you know, it's easy with the, you know, hindsight's 20/20. It's easy to now say you should have stood still or should have done this or should have done that. But when you're panicked and freaking out and, you know, you're getting shot at, I think your viewpoint of details might change a little bit, Kurt. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm not here to say, I'm just telling you that I don't know if I'd be thinking and doing what I ought to be thinking or doing in the middle of that, you know. Mm-hmm. I hope I would.
Great point.
All right, there's a law cited against the Oregon occupiers, Kurt. Well, and it was created to corral Civil War secessionists. As thousands are called the burns. So let's talk about that. I told you they were going to create the government believes they're going to create a shadow government. That's what this is about. And it's getting worse. We'll tell you about it. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Kurt, looks like the government's freaking out, thinking that the people in Oregon are going to create kind of a secessionist movement. Okay, the law cited against the Oregon occupation was created back in the concern to corral Civil War secessionists, and now they're doing it again. Government believes the people are going to try to set up a shadow government. I would submit to you the patriots look at it as just the opposite. They look at it as the government has created a shadow government, and they're trying to bring it back to common sense and have a legitimate government returned. So the debate rages on. Now, thousands are being called to Burns, Oregon, to tell the FBI to leave after the occupation leaders have been arrested. Thousands want the FBI to go home. All right. So with that, all right, we got who's in Arizona?
Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hey. That video release, that's just a distraction as far as I'm concerned. If you want, go look at it. About a year ago, Casa Grande, there's rest. Guy had his hands up, and very similar thing happened. Go look at the similarities there.
And you're, anyway, you're talking about a guy that got arrested in Casa Grande, Arizona?
Yeah.
Okay.
About a year ago, I think, somewhere. It was on YouTube. I don't have a site anymore.
Okay.
Excuse me.
But you're just saying check that out for comparison, okay?
Anyway, there's a rumor going around that Obama signed an executive order to take those people out. Is there any way we can prove that either way?
Well, we can work on it. I know this. There's been rumors about that from the very start, and so far I haven't seen it to be legitimate. So I would say it's not true until we hear different. But I don't see why Barack would create an executive order to get four people out of there.
Well, did you see the executive order? He signed it a day or two afterwards about the BLM land?
Oh, yes. Time will tell what's going to happen with that. There's people battling that right now, too. So we'll see. It's very hard to nail down some of these details, though.
Okay. That's why I just wonder if you had any information on that.
All right. Hey, thanks. We'll look into it. Yeah. Thanks, Scott. All right. Now Pete wants to chime in. Hi, Pete.
Hello.
Go ahead. You're on the air, sir.
Well, I observed that particular film from the FBI, and it looked to me, this is just my personal opinion, but it looked to me like they started shooting him as soon as he got out of the car, or shooting at him, and then they shot him in the hip, and he went down and held his hip, and then they back shot him. I was listening to your program the other day with the sheriffs on there. And it just seems to me that they have a lot of questions. The fact of the matter is that these people, these agencies, do not have to abide by the Constitution. They may take an oath to the Constitution, but let me tell you, my friend, they do not have to. They write their own rules. They write their own regulations. They investigate themselves. They appeal to themselves. And there's absolutely nothing to do with freedom, liberty, or checks and balances from the Constitution.
Sad to say you're right, sir.
Start talking about the Constitution. It gets a little bit frustrating out here when you happen to know what the law is. If you can find an Article 3 court in this country, well, good luck, partner. You have to go to Hawaii because it doesn't exist. And I can't believe that people haven't read The Rise and Rise of the Administrative State by Gary Lawson. You know, I sent it to you. It points out everything.
I know. And people have read it and stuff like that. I'm just saying that it's all a big debate about what matters, when and who, and how you feel about the different things. It's up for debate by everybody,
sir. Whatever they want.
Yeah, well, that's the key point, Pete, at least to me, is the key thing is a bully makes rules as he goes. You just indicated, if you're a federal agency and you make the rules, you enforce them, you adjudicate them, or in other words, you judge whether it was right or wrong, you're basically a king.
Right. There's no checks and balances from the Constitution. And let me tell you what, I've heard of the Department of Education having a police force and going in after people. Every one of these agencies write their own laws, and they have their own courts. They're all Article 1 courts. And I say, this just be if you're going to go about it peaceably and you want to attack, I say let's unite all the alternative radio stations and do just what the mainstream media does, pump it every hour for about 5 minutes. Let's repeal the Administrative Procedures Act and downsize these administrative agencies, or else have them abide by the Constitution and make it a rule that they aren't going to get any funding unless they abide by the Constitution, so that when people get busted by them, they have some sort of redress. Because right now, you have no redress. None.
Well, you hit right on the point, Pete, and Congress could do that, but they simply don't withhold funding. They simply continue to fund these unconstitutional agencies and makes people feel like there's no real solution that they can follow.
And I know it's frustrating, and I understand. I've read about the 1861, and I've read about all this stuff, Kurt. But the bottom line is, here's what I do know. We can debate that until the cows come home. We can debate the video
or even
the
after
come
the
home.
Cows come home.
Oh, good point. Yeah, we can do that too. But what really is the bottom line is when the American people get involved in something, then we make a difference. And when we don't get involved, we just talk or we don't do anything, then nothing good happens. It's that simple. And I'll give you an example. Sheriff Nick Finch winning in Liberty County, Florida. Mm-hmm. That was an example of someone standing up and winning. He even got paid back pay and everything else. You know, there Richard Mack won at the Supreme Court. And I know some people would say, Sam, those are just tiny wins. They don't even matter. As a whole, you're losing so fast you can't even see straight. Well, again, if the American people would stand up enough, we wouldn't be.
Yep.
Okay, I mean, I
just
know Kurt.
Just imagine if those, basically millions of people, I believe, feel the same way. Even if you just take 1%, that's 1 out of every 100 of the American people, you got 3 million people plus. And, you know, those people put a buck in a day. I mean, imagine the radio stations we could buy or the media we could control that would educate and inform Americans.
Well, I'll give you an example. I know Kurt Crosby lives in a little town that's got about 3,000 households. And you know what? They got a thug mayor down there that's dishonest as all get out. And, hey, the people aren't really serious about getting rid of him. And so you're not going to get rid of him and you're not going to have justice unless the people get involved. But if the people stood up, tossed him out of the ear, he'd be gone, Kurt, and you'd have justice in your little county, but or in your little city. But as long as people aren't going to stand up, as long as people are just going to be like, oh, man, I don't know about it, or I don't want to know about it, or I don't want to be involved in it, or whatever they want to say or think, unless they do something about it, it's not going to happen. But if they got together in mass and said, you know what, we're done with this, it would be solved tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right on up through all elements of our government. It's the same principle. If 50 million people were livid about this murder of Robert Lavoie Finicum, and we demanded more video, demanded justice, we demanded accountability from the different individuals that were involved there, we'd get it.
Yep.
But if a few people debate in conspiracy style about the video, and then that's the end of that, nothing's going to happen, Kurt. All right, there's an interesting article that Kurt found. The headline says, where was the FBI during the armed standoff in Oregon? Kurt?
Well, yeah, and according to, if I remember right, this is that L.A. Times piece, right, Sam?
Yes, sir.
Where the, what you've got is the boys on this story, the guy's name is Miguel Duara. We even contacted the guy, but he didn't really want to go on the air about it. Big surprise there, but he says, they basically were, busy, listening, basically watching. And, I guess that to me is the bottom line of what they were doing.
Yeah. Monitoring our every move. And it's interesting when the LA Times comes out and tell you. They were out of sight, but listening and watching to everything.
Yep.
Now, I commend him for his reporting on this, but does it surprise you?
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the FBI taking off the gloves in Burns, Oregon. Where is the FBI during the Oregon standoff? Out of sight, but listening and watching, they claim. But now they're making a bold move. The FBI has made it clear that the days when journalists could mingle freely with the protesters and local ranch families, and local ranch families could just drop by with some soup to chat, those days are over. Thousands are being called to Burns from the Patriot networks to tell the FBI to leave, go home. So they told the occupiers to go home. Now they're telling the FBI to go home. But it gets worse, ladies and gentlemen, as they ratchet things up. I say this, we will use our influence to have both sides stand down. We need both sides to stand down now, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Yep, that's a sensible situation, I believe. But it is interesting, the L.A. Times reporter that basically said, hey, you know, these guys just watching, using, checking social media out, doing all that stuff. And then, of course, they got all the film from, like, Pete Santilli and everything else. So, you know, they were just gathering data, I guess, as they go. Huh?
Yeah, now Pete Santilli might get released tomorrow. Time will tell.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope he gets released. You know, the more of these people we get released, the better off we are, Kurt. Even Michael Savage is adding fuel to the fire by claiming it's a murder, and he's saying, if we don't get justice, let's go to the United Nations. What do you think of that?
You know,
not.
Only thing I want to do at the United Nations is, you know, have it vacate the premises, you know.
Yeah, it turns out the FBI is even bringing more assets in as we speak, Kurt.
Well, you know, I mean, you got all that money that the federal government's got, not to mention the fact that, what, we're 18 trillion or I don't know how many trillion in the hole. But, you know, when you print money, you can just, you know, operations can continue, huh?
And I do understand that many are saying the FBI arrest of Jason Patrick was an absolute betrayal. Kurt, I agree.
Well, I mean, if you say one thing and do something else, isn't that a lie?
Absolutely. And that's what the government did, Kurt.
I mean, and that's so shocking because, I mean, we've never seen that before.
What, the government lying?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a
honorable
mouthpiece of truth and
oh, heck
you know, virtue. I mean, hey, you know, I mean, there's just no room for them.
All right, Bernie Sanders is in the news, Kurt.
Brother Bernie, yeah, what do you say about Bernie Sanders, Sam?
I guess Sanders' camp is suspicious of Microsoft's influence in the Iowa caucus there. Sanders doesn't trust Mickey Sauce, Kurt?
Wait, so he's thinking there might be some vote fraud?
That's what
I mean,
it says.
Where would he get this kind of idea? In America? Wait, now, maybe in a foreign country, but there's not vote fraud in America. I mean, if there's voting going on, it's apropos. There's just nothing could go wrong with any vote, especially if we involved, you know, computers and stuff like that. I mean, to say nothing about the fact that we've seen time and time again that, you know, computer programmers and different guys, starting way back with our buddy old Charles Collins back in the 90s, you know, and so many other guys, trying to remember the different vote fraud, vote scam, you know, all those guys have been teaching us about it forever.
Yeah, one guy's name was James. What was his last name?
I'm trying to...
I'll look it up.
Something like that, it seemed like. But anyway,
the Sanders camp doesn't trust Microsoft.
Yeah, they're just suspicious. They say they're raising questions about the involvement of Microsoft in the Iowa caucuses. I mean, just imagine if they just used paper and a pencil, you know, and just counted things and, you know, had some kind of a verification, you know, people looking over your shoulder to make sure that you did it right. I mean, we couldn't do that, though, Sam. I mean, that's just too passe, the old-timer kind of
way. No, I just want you to know there's not really a problem. I don't know why you run around this conspiracy idea where you think there's a problem.
Yeah, they say supporters for Sanders are already suspicious of meddling from forces they see as hostile to their candidate, including the Democratic Party and corporations. They say the backup system could help tamp down questions and conspiracy theories if results are contested. Imagine having a backup system like what I said. You know, there's a guy behind your back when you're counting them.
Yeah, it's called Vote Scam, The Stealing of America by James Collier.
Collier, Condiff, okay, I was on. Yeah. Anyway, but you know, it's, imagine vote scamming. I mean, that's just a shock that there'd be any vote fraud, maybe even consider it in America. I mean, you know, this is the land of the free and the home of the brave, right, Sam? I mean, there's just couldn't be any vote fraud in America. You know, it looks like
It depends,
Sam,
on who's winning.
Today's the big Iowa caucuses, and you know, they're, by the way, the candidates never spend a bunch of money and bring in people from outside. They never bus them in, you know, and just kind of fake the votes, and they never even would ever stump as low as like having maybe musical groups come in, you know, maybe big you know, guys like Springsteen or something come in and then say, hey, you can go to this concert free, but you do have to vote here first before you go in. I mean, that stuff doesn't go on in America, does it, Sam?
Well, if Ron Paul's winning or something like that, then there's certainly vote fraud. We got to fix it.
Yeah.
If
oh,
the
that's
rest
right.
are
yeah,
running,
good point.
You know, no problem. All right. I guess I got a good news piece for you, though. There's this, you know, you hear son of a gun. Well, this is a son of a maintenance worker, Kurt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, big story, you know, and of course, you know, you're not going to hear about it too much, but you know how they do these deals where they keep track of who scores what on these college, or not college scores, but these graduation scores like the ACT and all this kind of stuff. You've heard about that.
Sure.
Well, anyway, down there in a place called Lincoln High School, this is California, and this is not your nicest little parts of California.
It's like the hood, brother.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, you've got a teacher down there. The guy's name is Anthony Yom, Y-O-M, who basically, you know, they view their math class as kind of like a sports group, you know. So they wear uniforms, and then they, you know, do like two a days. They work after school. They, you know, way
they
before
compete
school
and skirmish and stuff.
Yeah, that says they'd stay after school practicing problem solving for 3 or 4 extra hours, and they'd come on like a sports team. On the test day, they wore matching blue T-shirts sporting their names. Well, guess what, Sam? This guy, Mr. Yom, has had some kids do really well. In fact, he had one kid that basically... I mean, he's the son of a Salvadoran maintenance worker and a Filipino nurse. He scored perfectly on his advanced placement calculus exam. There were 302,531 students to take the pretty tough test. And, his was the top one. He was one of only 12 to earn every single point. Now, I think it's pretty interesting. They said, Sam, that this test was quite a ways back, and they finally got him notified about it. But anyway, I just thought it was interesting that it takes so long. Maybe they need to use computers to grade them, you know, because that's so much faster, like in voting, you know what I mean? They couldn't figure this out. But the bottom line is these kids and this instructor went the extra mile, worked hard, and they were rewarded, even though they weren't born with a silver spoon in their mouth. You know what I mean, Sam?
Well, and what a tribute, really, to the teacher there that's worked so hard with the students. Obviously, yeah. Knows how to encourage people and teach correct principles. Doing a great job down there, and then this young man, 100% perfect score on AP calculus. And what's interesting about that is, I guess, only 1 in 12 in the world to ever do so, huh?
Yep. That's right. And it was interesting to read about what his mom had to say about it. I guess pausing during one of her shifts, she said her son's accomplishment is still sinking in. He texted her when he found out, and she told him it was great. But she said she didn't understand the magnitude until reporters started calling. She said she always told Cedric, that's the son's name, and his younger sister to finish their homework and to read. Huh. What about watch TV? But that she knew she'd be proud of them, whether or not they got straight A's. She said, I'm just thankful God gave me 2 perfect kids.
Wow, you got
to
love that.
To celebrate, they went to a restaurant, and he ordered a big pork shank. Whoa.
Got to get it done. And by the way, a lady just emailed in, and she said, Sam, you sound rough. I hope you can get some rest. Wow. All right. Hey, thanks.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, folks. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby on your radio. I don't know how to handle this, but I guess we're going to go to the Norwegian Armed Forces for this topic, huh, Kurt? It's kind of a
rough deal. You know, this just kind of shows you how crazy it is worldwide when you see this whole thing. They've got, I guess, they call their armed forces Forsvaret. But anyway, the Norwegian Armed Forces, they say, was not going to change their formal rule that basically is a nude bathing policy, even despite a female soldier's complaint that she was made to bathe nude alongside 30 male soldiers. Now, this was back in the autumn of 2011. A commanding officer made the then 23-year-old Alice Aspelund bathe naked with 30 men in the front of other male officers during an exercise. I don't know if that's kind of a weird exercise. In the northern town of Bodø, she claims she felt abused and would not advise other women to join the military because of the incident.
Huh. Boy, do I agree with her.
That. Yeah. She said, I cried and felt sick, and I had problems looking at the male recruits right in front of my eyes, she told Avis Nordland at the time. I cannot recommend that other girls go off to the military when it's like that, she added. The Norwegian Armed Forces initially gave the male officer who ordered the bath a harsh disciplinary warning for his behavior and a fine of 2,500 kroner. I mean, you'll have to translate that. I don't know what it is, dollars. But anyway, this was after the officer appealed his judgment. By the way, they canceled his official reprimand after he appealed. After two separate internal reviews, you know, the bottom line is, in the end, you know, the crazy stuff is now they're having, well, more women join the Norwegian Armed Forces into service in July. They call them the conscripts, which means, as far as I can tell, it's the draft. You know, it's more crazy stuff in the military going on all around the world.
And I guess, why would they change the nude dating or bathing policy, Kurt?
Well, I mean, especially when there's no difference between men and women. And,
they always wanted to shatter the glass ceiling there, Kurt. So I'm just saying.
What a mess.
All right. Satanists are in the news, too, if it's, I don't even know.
Well, yeah, you gotta have prayer, at these city meetings. I guess in Phoenix, the city council meeting, according to the AP, is going to have a satanic group going to give the opening prayer. Some council members have objected, but the city attorney, Brad Holmes, says the government cannot exclude a religion, from praying under such circumstances. Satanic temple member, whatever the guy's name is, says the group doesn't intend to do anything offensive. He says the satanic temple doesn't believe in a literal Satan, but see the biblical Satan as a metaphor for rebellion against tyranny. Well, maybe they're just going to stand up and say there's a lot of tyrants around, you know.
Wait a minute. Rebellion against tyranny? Is that what mean God would be tyranny? Or, I don't get this.
Yeah. Anyway, what about the Arizona Republic.
Judeo-Christian ethics there, Kurt, and background.
Oh, well, you know. Sam, I mean, you know, you got to remember that, you know, remember how the thing works? I mean, we vote on it, but if one person votes 99 vote the other way, then, you know, we follow the one to vote. You know, I mean, it's America. They say the city's invocation has been delivered by Christians, Jews, Muslims, Sikhs. Now, that's not people that are sick, but other people that are named that, I guess. And people of other faiths, the temple submitted a request, that's the Satanic Temple, to give the prayer. And so they're going to get to. I wonder if we submitted a request to give a prayer at the White House, we'd get to, Sam. I mean, we just submit a request.
Heck no, you don't count. You're sure. Christian.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, good point.
Now, the Satanists want to submit a request. It'll be like top dog, and it'll be in the news for days.
Come on down.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what would you rather have, Kurt? Satanists giving the prayer at the city council meeting? Or would you have the Norwegian Armed Forces getting everybody together naked, boys and girls, for baths? Or would you rather hang out with Sanders and accuse Microsoft of vote fraud?
It does give me a lot of choices, you know, doesn't it, Sam? I mean,
yeah, so you're free to choose.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you saw one more story, Sam, but I'd like to mention a little bit about the passing of your mom. I doubt that you want to bring it up at all, but...
I don't have a choice now, do I?
This is a lady that, in my opinion, is a good example and has shown us a great example all through her life. In fact, Sam and I, we basically, our paths crossed even before we were born, as both of our, his mom and my dad served as missionaries in South America. And,
down there in Argentina,
buddy. Interesting. Yes, sir. And this lady's been doing good all her days, and now that she's moved on to the other side, as my mom did back in 92, I'm sure that two of them will continue to do a lot of good work, because we believe, ladies and gentlemen, that even though we do pass from this earth, that we never really die. We do continue to live. And that lady, Thelma Bushman, or Thela Bushman, will continue to live, and she's got a great posterity, doesn't she, Sam?
Yeah, you're right about
all
that.
All those grandkids and children going on.
And we do believe that, you know what, family relationships perpetuate beyond the grave, okay?
Yes.
And we believe that, you know what, you lay your body down, your spirit goes back to its creator. And then one day the spirit and the body are reunited instead of a mortal state in an immortal state to live forever. And, you get judged by God for the deeds done in the body, etc. And I know she's in a great place, and I hope to live worthy enough to go there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So
and,
I agree with
and
that.
And really, ladies and gentlemen, you will not find a better news piece than that, in that we continue to live and, in the... course, this fight for freedom, liberty, and freedom, it continues all through our lives.
So while the Satanists are praying down there at the city council meeting in Phoenix, Kurt Cosby's testifying about life, being beyond the grave, and that we live again, and that we'll see our family members again. You know,
that's right.
I knew you were a terrorist. See,
I know.
Thinking
just stuff how we
like
do
that.
It.
Hey, did you hear about the vibrating gas pedal, Kurt?
The vibrating gas pedal, what does it do that just to tell you when you're a little too fast or a little too
slow? Yeah, the goal is to save fuel, Kurt.
Wow, I didn't hear about that.
And they say the self-driving car revolution may start with your feet, they claim.
Revolution everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Automotive supplier Bosch, now those are the people that make your kitchen appliances, they also make vibrating gas pedals, Kurt.
Whoa.
And they say the pedal can give drivers an indication. If you start punching it too hard, that dude will vibrate, Kurt, to make
Maybe
sure that you
future,
can slow down.
If you go over the speed limit, it'll just tase your foot. You know what I mean?
Just amputate? Hey, getting too belligerent with that gas pedal there. You won't do that again, I'm telling you right now.
That's right. Got to teach you a lesson,
Anyway, it's a vibrating gas pedal. In a way, it's kind of cool, though. The problem is again, technology is neither good nor bad, ladies and gentlemen. It just is, right? It's all depends on who's using it. And if it's really used for me, you know, to keep me out of trouble and keep me safe and all that kind of stuff, that's a good thing. But you know what? If the government uses it to monitor my actions and control my behavior, it becomes a bad thing in a hurry.
Right. Amen to that.
All right. I guess Google and Apple are mad. They're hitting back on Europe tax agreements, huh?
Well, you know, I mean, these guys are thinking that, hey, if there's rules that are put in place and they can take advantage of them and, you know, benefit from those things, they ought to be able to. But, boy, some people really ticked off. Google and Apple, they're fighting back in the row. Now, they say a row. That's how they say over in England. That's how they say it, kind of a fight. Over the big tech groups. Tax regimes, saying they're being unfairly targeted as the public backlash over the controversy escalates. This is just nothing more than class warfare, and it's, you know, the have-nots wanting more of the haves money, right, Sam?
Yeah, and you have belligerent governments. You know, what happens is governments flee to different locations to avoid belligerent taxation, Kurt. They go to
your businesses, do you mean?
I'm sorry, yeah, businesses. And then governments just simply say, oh, now that we got them here, we want to get our piece of the pie.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's right. It's like a holdup. You know, I guess bottom line is everybody thinks they're not paying enough taxes. But let me ask you this simple question.
I think they're paying plenty
of taxes.
They
raise taxes on Google and on Apple. Who's going to pay that tax, Sam?
The people, of course. It'll just be in their goods and services,
costing
more.
And the government's just going to have more in their coffers, right?
There you go.
All
right. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow we're going to talk about, did GOP and Boehner punish enemies? We'll talk about that, too, tomorrow on the broadcast.
Imagine that. No, that would never happen in America.
Heck yeah, they do it every day. I'm just surprised they report it like it's something new. That's all right. Thanks for being alongside with the ride, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to help us with solutions, libertyroundtable.com. You can donate today. Click on Help Us Grow. Every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Pray for my voice. There you go. All right. Sam and Kurt, libertyroundtable.com. We the people can restore our grand old republic. This nation shall endure.